My name's Lisa Elias, and I have a project right now downtown. It's called The Field. It's basically 30 tree corrals, 30 bike racks, and fences that surround anywhere from 2nd Avenue between 5th and 10th Street and Marquette Avenue between 5th and 10th Street, including a drinking fountain on 2nd Avenue and 9th Street. It's just my version of a field. I grew up in a field, and I live very close to downtown, and because it was kind of a meandering larger project that's not all in one space, so the goal at one point became, you know, we've got to save the trees that we're putting all these plantings into and money into, that we need to try to protect them in some form. And so that's where this public art project came about. The drinking fountain's on 2nd Avenue and 9th Street in a pocket park that's next to the St. Olaf Church. Well, the fact that there is an outdoor drinking fountain around the city, I think, is huge. Usually you have to walk into a building and get a sip of water, or if that's not the case, you got to go buy a bottled water, which, you know, we have such great drinking water here in the city that why not have more of these interesting-looking elements around that function? And I just hope that people find it pretty. The bike racks were the first element that I finished for this project. They're reeds. They're tall. They have, you know, weeds, grasses, but then again, they needed to have a bike that was easily being able to be locked up to. But I had to keep in mind, again, no pointy edges, that when pedestrians are walking down the street or biking that down the street, that no one's going to be getting impaled with, you know, metal that's going to be sticking up. When you have 30 of these round corrals, we'll call them, I did work and touch every single piece. It almost killed me. It wrecked my back. It was really hard. I mean, because I'm used to forging metal all day, but you're standing and holding pieces of metal that are, you know, 20 pounds even, that may not sound like a lot, but when you've got another piece to pick up, you know, 2 minutes later after you worked on it, the fact that your studio doesn't have air conditioning and you're completely drenched in sweat and your back is killing you, it was pretty, it was hard work. I'm really proud of the project. I'm really proud to be a public artist, and I love the fact that you can see my work for, you know, many, many years, and a lot of people may notice it or may not, but I didn't want it to look like this, oh, it's a contemporary art piece, because my work always seems to have like an old 1920s Art Nouveau metalwork.